Stars twinkle above a river snaking through an idyllic valley that winds its way into the distance, past a fairy tale castle with needle-like turrets, a flag fluttering from its topmost pinnacle. Fireworks explode above it. The handwritten signature logo of Disney appears beneath the castle. Pages flutter past, revealing a line-drawn animation of Mickey Mouse as Steamboat Willie, whistling as he holds a ship's rudder. Ears, nose, and hands are gradually coloured in. The name Walt Disney scrolls across the screen, and beneath it, Animation Studios. The tall, red girders of a delicate suspension bridge loom up out of a blanket of pink clouds. In the far distance, a brilliantly lit city. As if from on board an approaching low-flying plane, the placid waters of the neon-lit harbor of the port of San Francisco sweep into view. Beyond the tall harbor clock, the glittering high-rise city shimmers below. The sky just above the city is full of small, round, flying vessels. A train trundles across an elevated railway line. Another crisscrosses in a different direction. The view swoops down to ground level towards an underground arena lit by a huge flickering spotlight. Two heavily armored battle bots lock horns in gladiatorial combat. One has lobster-like claws, the other carries a round shield. The shield bot tosses its foe flat on its back. Sitting cross-legged a few feet away, a girl bot fighter with spiky pink hair brings the fallen warrior back on its feet. Lobster Claw bot sends the shield holder bot flat on its face. Lobster Claw strides over to the prone bot that grabs one claw with one hand and turns its other hand into a circular saw that plunges into Lobster Bot's arms, drawing sparks. The girl bot fighter stares in dismay. All around her, money exchanges hands. A waitress with an eye patch gloats.
By total annihilation! Yama!
Who is next? Who has the guts to step into the ring with little Yama?
One contestant looks cowed by Big Yama.
Can I try? I have a robot. I built it myself.
The little bot has round eyes and a gap-toothed smile.
Beat it, kid. House rules. You gotta pay to play.
Oh, is this enough?
What's your name, little boy?
Hiro? Hiro Hamada?
Prepare your bot, Zero.
Hiro puts his money in the waitress's pot. Little Yama squares up, facing him Hiro's tiny megabot. Big Yama slumps cross-legged into his player circle and cricks his huge neck. Hiro copies him.
Two bots enter, one bot leaves. Fighters ready? Fight!
Little Yama spins its shield. Doll-like megabot toddles fearlessly towards it. Little Yama sends it up into the air and on its way down slices its head from its body.
That was my first fight. Can I try again?
No one likes a sore loser, little boy. Go home.
I've got more money.
Spiky black-haired Hiro produces a roll of dosh. Yama's eyebrows shoot up. Both put their money into the pot.
Fighters ready? Fight!
The pieces of Megabot reassemble.
Megabot, destroy.
The smiley face becomes a jagged-toothed scary face. Big Yama looks alarmed. Megabot spins into action, dodges under Little Yama's legs. Megabot's legs and arms separate and scale up Little Yama's body like ants, twisting the lobster arm so that it attacks its other hand, wrenching them both from the body. Now the reformed Megabot pummels Little Yama's head till it disintegrates and the rest of the body collapses. Megabot jumps to the floor, flips back its smiley face, and gives a formal bow. Hiro scoops up his winnings.
No more Little Yama.
But what? This is not possible!
Hey, I'm as surprised as you are. Beginner's luck. Do you want to go again? Yama?
No one hustles! Yama!
Whoa, hey.
Teach him a lesson.
Yama's heavies move in.
Hey, fellas. Let's talk about this.
A beam of light floods the fight club.
Hiro, get on!
Tadashi! Oh, good timing.
Hiro's brother plonks a bike helmet on Hiro's head and they zoom off. But Mr. Yama has Megabot. Smiley face goes scary. And Megabot pummels Yama's nose, then whizzes off after the motorbike, zooming down an alley.
You okay? Yeah.
Are you hurt?
No.
Then what were you thinking, knucklehead?
Coming to a dead end, they whiz around and go back the way they came.
You graduated high school when you were 13, and this is what you're doing?
Yama and his heavy slumber towards them.
Hold on!
Tadashi flies his bike into the air.
Bot fighting is illegal. You're gonna get yourself arrested.
Bot fighting is not illegal. Betting on bot fighting, that's illegal, but so lucrative. I'm on a roll, big brother, and there is no stopping me.
Two police cars have blocked off the alley.
Oh, no.
Hiro is locked up in his own cell. He waves sheepishly at Tadashi in a crowded facing cell. Outside the police station, a worried young woman bites a finger as she paces. The boys come out.
Hi, Aunt Cass.
Are you guys okay? Tell me you're okay.
We're fine.
We're okay.
Oh, good. Then what were you two knuckleheads?
Aunt Cass drives them home.
For 10 years, I have done the best I could to raise you. Have I been perfect? No. Do I know anything about children? No. Should I have picked up a book on parenting? Probably. Where was I going with this? I had a point.
Sorry.
We love you, Aunt Cass.
Well, I love you too. I had to close up early because of you two felons. On beat poetry night.
She bites into a donut.
Stress eating.
Because of you.
Come on, Mochi. This is really good.
The cat follows Aunt Cass out of her cafe. Hiro logs on.
You better make this up to Aunt Cass before she eats everything in the cafe.
For sure.
And I hope you learned your lesson, Bonehead.
Absolutely.
Tadashi spies Hiro's screen.
You're going bot fighting, aren't you?
There's a fight across town. If I book, I can still make it.
Hiro grabs Megabot.
When are you going to start doing something with that big brain of yours?
What? Go to college like you? So people can tell me stuff I already know?
Unbelievable. Oh, what would Mom and Dad say?
I don't know. They're gone. They died when I was 3, remember?
Tadashi tosses the helmet at Hiro.
Hey. I'll take you.
Really?
I can't stop you from going, but I'm not going to let you go on your own.
Sweet.
They zoom up to the city's Institute of Technology.
What are we doing at your nerd school? Bot fights that way.
Tadashi heads towards the glass-fronted robotics department.
Gotta grab something.
He jumps off the bike. Hiro follows.
Is this going to take long?
Relax, you big baby. We'll be in and out. Anyway, you've never seen my lab.
Oh, great. I get to see your nerd lab.
A girl whizzes by on a bike, spins on the front wheel, hangs the bike on a hook, examines the wheel, and tosses it back in place at the front of the bike. Hiro's eyes widen as he walks into the hub of the lab, where people are testing out all manner of robots. He stares at the girl's bike and gasps at its unattached wheels.
Whoa. Electromag suspension?
Hey! Who are you?
I'm...
Gogo. This is my brother, Hiro.
Pixie-haired Gogo takes off her helmet and blows a pink gum bubble.
Welcome to the nerd lab.
Yeah. I've never seen electromag suspension on a bike before.
Zero resistance, faster bike. But not fast enough.
She tosses the wheel into a waste bin.
Yet.
Hiro walks on towards a muscle-bound African-American wearing goggles.
Whoa! Do not move! Behind the line, please!
Hey, Wasabi. This is my brother, Hiro.
Hello, Hiro. Prepare to be amazed.
Wasabi grabs an apple.
Catch.
It bursts into paper-thin flakes.
Laser-induced plasma?
Oh, yeah. With a little magnetic confinement for, ultra-precision.
Wow. How do you find anything in this mess?
I have a system. There's a place for everything, everything in its place.
Need this!
You can't do that! This is anarchy! Society has rules!
Excuse me! Coming through! Tadashi! Oh my gosh! You must be Hiro! I've heard so much about you! Perfect timing!
Hiro stares at a huge black rubber ball.
That's a whole lot of tungsten carbide.
400 pounds of it! Come here!
You're gonna love this. A dash of perchloric acid, a smidge of cobalt, a hint of hydrogen peroxide, superheated to 500 Kelvin, and...
The long-legged girl sprays the ball with pink dust, presses a button, and the ball hardens.
Ta-da! It's pretty great, huh?
So pink.
Here's the best part.
A touch of her finger explodes it.
Whoa. I know, right? Chemical metal embrittlement.
Not bad, Honey Lemon.
Honey Lemon? Go-go? Wasabi?
I spilled wasabi on my shirt one time, people! One time!
Fred is the one who comes up with the nicknames.
Who's Fred?
This guy, right here!
Ah!
Don't be alarmed.
It is just a suit. This is not my real face and body.
The name's Bray. School mascot by day, but by night...
Fred in a lizard suit flips a board.
I am also a school mascot.
So what's your major?
No, I'm not a student, but I am a major science enthusiast. I've been trying to get Honey to develop a formula that can turn me into a fire-breathing lizard at will. But she says that's not science.
It's really not.
Yeah, and I guess the shrink ray I asked Wasabi for isn't science either, is it?
Nope.
Well then, what about invisible sandwich?
Hero,
imagine eating a sandwich, but everybody just thinks you're crazy.
Just stop.
Laser eyes?
What?
Tingly fingers? Never gonna happen.
Hero follows Tadashi next door.
So, what have you been working on?
I'll show you.
Tadashi tears off a piece of tape.
Duct tape? Hate to break it to you, bro. Already been invented.
Tadashi slaps it on Hiro's arm.
No! Dude!
A white ring glows, a red box opens, and a white balloon man emerges.
This is what I've been working on.
The small-headed, mouthless, big-bellied white figure bows respectfully as it climbs out of its container. It toddles towards a stool which moves away from it. It blinks with its two black eyes linked by a thin horizontal black thread. Picks up the stool and moves it to one side. It has a round slot on its chest. It straightens and advances towards Hiro, raising its right hand in greeting.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. I was alerted to the need for medical attention when you said, ow.
A robotic nurse.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
Physical or emotional?
I will scan you now.
Baymax scans Hiro, who's clutching his arm.
Scan complete. You have a slight epidermal abrasion on your forearm. I suggest an antibacterial spray.
Whoa. What's in the spray specifically?
The primary ingredient is bacitracin.
It's a bummer. I'm actually allergic to that.
You are not allergic to bacitracin. You do have a mild allergy to peanuts.
Not bad. You've done some serious coding on this thing, huh?
Uh-huh. Programmed them with over 10,000 medical procedures. This chip is what makes Baymax, Baymax.
Hiro walks around the back of Baymax, poking it with his finger.
Final?
Yeah, going for a non-threatening, huggable kind of thing.
Looks like a walking marshmallow. No offense.
I am a robot. I cannot be offended.
Hyperspectral cameras?
Yep.
Hiro peers closely at Baymax's eyes, then buries his face in its squidgy belly.
Titanium skeleton.
Carbon fiber.
Right. Even lighter. Killer actuators. Where did you get those?
I machined them right here in-house.
Really?
Yep. He can lift 1,000 pounds.
Shut up.
You have been a good boy. Have a lollipop.
Nice.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
Well then, I'm satisfied with my care.
Baymax returns to his box.
He's gonna help a lot of people.
Hey, what kind of battery does it use?
Lithium ion.
You know, supercapacitors would charge way faster.
Huh.
Burning the midnight oil, Mr. Hamada?
Oh, hey, Professor. Actually, I was just finishing up.
You must be Hiro. Bot fighter, right? When my daughter was younger, it's all she wanted to do. May I?
Sure.
Hiro hands over the bot.
Magnetic bearing servos.
Pretty sick, huh? Want to see how I put them together?
Hey, genius. He invented them.
You're Robert Callahan. Like as in the Callahan cat most blind and Callahan's laws of robotics?
That's right. Ever think about applying here? Your age wouldn't be an issue.
I don't know. He's pretty serious about his career in bot fighting.
Well, kind of serious.
I can see why. With your bot, winning must come easy.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, if you like things easy, then my program isn't for you. We push the boundaries of robotics here. My students go on to shape the future. Nice to meet you, Hiro. Good luck with the bot fights.
Hiro suddenly looks a lot less sure.
You gotta hurry if you want to catch that bot fight.
I have to go here. If I don't go to this nerd school, I'm gonna lose my mind. How do I get in?
Tadashi smiles to himself. He staples a poster to a wall.
Every year, the school has a student showcase. You come up with something that blows Callahan away, you're in. But it's gotta be great.
Hiro looks up at the showcase poster.
Trust me. It will be.
He cracks his knuckles, pulls out a drawer, takes a pencil, sharpens it, opens up an exercise book, the point nears the paper, then stops.
Nothing. No ideas. Useless, empty brain.
Wow. Washed up at 14. So sad.
I got nothing. I'm done. I'm never getting in.
Hey, I'm not giving up on you.
Tadashi grabs Hiro's legs and swings him.
What are you doing?
Shake things up! Use that big brain of yours to think your way out.
What?
Look for a new angle.
To Hiro hanging upside down, his tiny robot looks like it's on the underside of his desk. He tilts his head and Megabot flips back on top. Hiro comes into their workshop, plops his bot down and begins, flitting from one side to the other, workbench to workbench, day following night, with visits from Mochi the cat, cookies from Aunt Cass between naps. Blue plastic bins start to appear in the middle of the floor. Tadashi comes to inspect. Now 12 bins stand in line. Hiro raises up one lid, and he and Tadashi bump fists. Hiro's friends wheel the bins into the Institute building. Visitors mingle among the stands. A man in a wetsuit is on an exercise bike in a fish tank.
Wow, a lot of sweet tech here today. How you feeling?
You're talking to an ex-bot fighter. Takes a lot more than this to rattle me.
Yep. He's nervous.
Oh.
You have nothing to fear, little fellow.
He's so tense.
No, I'm not.
Relax, Hiro. Your tech is amazing. Tell him, Gogo.
Stop whining. Woman up.
I'm fine.
What do you need, little man? Deodorant? Breath mint? Fresh pair of underpants?
Underpants? You need serious help.
Hey, I come prepared.
I haven't done laundry in 6 months. One pair lasts me 4 days. I go front, I go back, I go inside out, then I go front and back.
Wow, that is both disgusting and awesome.
Don't encourage him.
It's called recycling.
Next presenter, Hiro Hamada.
Oh yeah, this is it.
I guess I'm up.
Okay, photo, photo. Everybody say Hiro!
They pose for a selfie.
Yeah!
We love you, Hiro!
Don't mess
Break
it up.
Break a leg, little man.
Science! Yeah!
All right, bro. This is it. Come on. Don't leave me hanging. What's going on?
I really want to go here.
Hey. You got this.
Tadashi gives Hiro a gentle shove and watches him proudly as he goes. Hiro steps onto a podium clutching a mic.
Hi. My name is Hiro. Sorry. My name is Hiro Hamada, and I've been working on something that I think is pretty cool. I hope you like it.
He clips on a headband and holds up his hand.
This is a microbot.
The microbot has a flexible top. One spectator walks away unimpressed. Hiro looks anxiously at his brother, who encourages him to breathe.
It doesn't look like much, but when it links up with the rest of its pals...
The dustbins fall over and spill their contents. Millions of tiny bots scuttle like ants towards the podium, coming together to form a huge netted monolith.
Things get a little more interesting.
People begin to draw near. A well-dressed male visitor is alerted by his assistant to Hiro's display.
The microbots are controlled with this neural transmitter.
Hiro takes off the metal band and the microbot tower collapses. He puts it back on and it rises.
I think what I want them to do?
It takes the shape of a giant waving hand.
They do it.
Aunt Cass waves back. The well-dressed man hurries towards the podium.
The applications for this tech are limitless. Construction.
He builds a skyscraper.
What used to take teams of people working by hand for months or years can now be accomplished by one person. And that's just the beginning. How about transportation? Microbots can move anything, anywhere, with ease.
The bots form giant airborne stepping stones. They hold his feet as he dangles above his audience. Tadashi high-fives him as he passes.
If you can think it, the microbots can do it.
Professor Callahan looks impressed as Hiro slides from an airborne platform down a winding staircase.
The only limit is your imagination. Microbots!
The bots form a giant version of their component parts. Flanagan applauds, a horse-shaped robot does as well. Hiro and the giant microbot take their bows. Tadashi and Hiro bang fists.
Oh,
yeah. Good job, Hiro.
They loved you. That was
amazing!
Yes. With some development, your tech could be revolutionary.
Alistair Cray. May I?
Hero hands his bot to the well-dressed man, Alistair Cray.
Extraordinary. I want your microbots at Craytech.
Shut up.
Mr. Cray is right. Your microbots are an inspired piece of tech. You can continue to develop them, or you can sell them to a man who's only guided by his own self-interest.
Robert, I know how you feel about me, but it shouldn't affect...
This is your decision, Hero. But you should know Mr. Cray has cut corners and ignored sound science to get where he is.
That's just not true.
I wouldn't trust Craytech with your microbots or anything else.
Hero, I'm offering you more money than any 14-year-old could imagine.
As Hero considers, Tadashi nears his side.
I appreciate the offer, Mr. Cray, but they're not for sale.
I thought you were smarter than that. Robert.
He acknowledges Cunningham.
Mr. Cray, that's my brother's.
Oh, that's right.
Cray tosses back the bot. Then he and his assistant stroll away. Callahan hands Hero his acceptance letter.
I look forward to seeing you in class.
All right, geniuses, let's speed those hungry brains back to the cafe. Dinner is on me.
Yes! Nothing is better than free food!
Aunt Cass?
Unless it's moldy!
We'll catch up, okay?
Sure! I'm so proud of you!
I'm proud of
both of you!
Cass runs off after the others. Tadashi motions to Hero to follow him. They lean on a railing in a parkland, looking down at the brightly lit institute.
I know what you're gonna say.
I should be proud of myself, because I'm finally using my gift for something important.
No, I was just gonna tell you your fly was down for the whole show.
Ha ha, hilarious. What?
Ah. Welcome to Nerd School, nerd.
Hey, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, so... You know, thanks for not giving up on me.
They sprint towards the burning building. Tadashi starts towards the entrance.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, but Professor Callahan's still in there.
Hero tugs his brother's arm.
Tadashi, no!
He looks up at him imploringly. Tadashi turns to the smoke-filled entrance and then back to his brother.
Callahan's in there. Someone has to help.
He lopes up the steps, his baseball cap blowing off as he runs. Hero picks it up and then starts forward. A ball of fire bursts through the doors and knocks him backwards off his feet. He comes to. Tadashi's cap lies on the ground next to him. The picture bleaches out. Photographs of Professor Callahan and Tadashi stand on either side of a candle-lit shrine. Another small candle is placed at the front of the shrine. Under stormy skies, mourners stand huddled beneath umbrellas at their funeral. The cemetery is dimpled with puddles. On Cass's overhanging roof, an ornamental cat stands guard. Through the bay window, mourners can be seen moving around, talking in hushed tones. Cass takes the cup from Honey Lemon, but her eyes look up towards the top of the staircase, where Hero is sitting, head bent in sorrow. He creeps away, alone, to his room. On a sunny day, life goes on in the hilly streets of San Franzocchio. Cherry blossoms are all in bloom. Hero, with Megabot hanging from his hand, is moping in his room. He contemplates Megabot's scary face.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Aunt Cass.
Mrs. Matsuda's in the cafe. She's wearing something super inappropriate for an 80-year-old. That always cracks you up. You should come down.
Maybe later.
Oh, the university called again. It's been a few weeks since classes started, but they said it's not too late to register.
Okay, thanks. I'll think about it.
Kaz takes away a plate of uneaten food and leaves him another. He gets up and closes the blind she's open, then sits down at his computer and clicks on a video message.
Wanted to check in and see how you're doing.
I wish you were here, buddy.
Hero, if I could have only one superpower right now, it would be the ability to crawl through this camera and give you a big hug.
He clicks off. He reaches for his acceptance letter from the Institute and looks at it carefully. He throws it in a bin.
Ow!
He accidentally drops the Megabot on his foot.
Ow!
In a corner of the room, a silver ring glows, and Baymax rises up out of his box. He looks about him, then edges out from behind Tadashi's bed. His beady black eyes look up and blink. He half turns his blobby white body and squeezes past the end of the bed, knocking books off a shelf with his bulky behind. He stands at the end of the partition separating Tadashi's nook from the rest of the room, then trundles towards Hiro, who's wide-eyed in amazement.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
Baymax, I didn't know you were still active.
I heard a sound of distress. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, I just stubbed my toe a little. I'm fine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
A zero? I'm okay, really. Thanks. You can shrink now.
Does it hurt when I touch it?
It's okay. No touching.
Hiro falls back between his own bed and the wall.
You have fallen.
You think?
A shelf comes away in his hand.
Ow.
On a scale of one...
Ow.
On a scale...
Ah.
On a scale...
No!
On a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
Zero.
It is all right to cry.
No.
Crying
no,
is a natural no. response to pain.
I'm not crying.
I will scan you for injuries.
Don't scan me.
Scan complete.
Unbelievable.
You have sustained no injuries. However, your hormone and neurotransmitter levels indicate that you are experiencing mood swings, common in adolescents. Diagnosis? Puberty.
Whoa, what? Okay. Time to shrink now.
You should expect an increase in body hair, especially on your face, chest, armpits, and...
Thank you! That's enough!
You may also experience strange and powerful new urges.
Okay, let's get you back in your luggage.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
Fine. I'm satisfied with my...
He falls to the floor. He looks towards the noise, reaches under a chair, pulls out his jacket, fishes in one of the pockets, and brings out a squirming, wriggling microbot.
My microbot? This doesn't make any sense.
Puberty can often be a confusing time for a young adolescent flowering into manhood.
No, the thing's attracted to the other microbots, but that's impossible. They were destroyed in the fire. Something's broken.
Baymax peers down at the wriggling microbot. He holds it in his huge hands as he scans it. He turns to Hiro, who's mending the Megabot.
Your tiny robot is trying to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you, find out where it's trying to go?
Would that stabilize your pubescent mood swings?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Hiro goes on fixing the Megabot.
Baymax?
He sees Baymax is gone.
Baymax? Baymax?
With the microbot cupped in his hand, Baymax is wandering across a street.
What?
Hiro grabs his jacket and careers downstairs.
Hiro?
Hey! And Cass?
Wow! You're up?
Yeah!
And
Figured it was time.
Are you registering for school?
Yes. Thought about what you said really inspired me.
Oh, honey, that's so great.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Special dinner tonight. I'll whip up some chicken wings.
Yeah.
You know, with the hot sauce that makes our faces numb.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. Last hug.
He scoots out of the door of Cassie's cafe and hurtles round a street corner. With a determined gait, Baymax walks into the path of oncoming traffic, oblivious to everything. Hero pushes his way through the crowded streets. As he catches his breath, Baymax goes sailing past him in the back of a trolleybus.
Baymax!
Further up the hilly street, he jumps into the trolleybus, but Baymax has gone. He runs across a crowded atrium, but no sign of the giant marshmallow.
Baymax!
He hurtles down an alley, grimacing with desperation. A white blob catches his eye as he shoots past the mouth of another alley. He doubles back and runs down the connecting alley, emerging into the sunshine. Ahead of him, he sees Baymax standing outside a disused warehouse.
Baymax! Are you crazy? What are you doing?
I have found where your tiny robot wants to go.
I told you, it's broken. It's not trying to go.
The tiny robot quivering in the small glass dish that Baymax was holding is pointing to the door of the warehouse.
Locked.
There is a window.
The window above their heads has some broken panes.
Please exercise caution. A fall from this height could lead to bodily harm.
Standing on Baymax's squidgy head, Hero clambers up towards the window and peers over the top of the frame. He hauls himself up. He brings the microbot from his pocket and looks in the direction it's pointing, at a series of small glass domes. He glances behind him and sees Baymax stuck in the window.
Oh, no.
Shh!
Excuse me while I let out some air.
His body mass starts to shrink.
Are you done?
Yes.
Hero pulls the flaccid robot through the window.
It will take me a moment to reinflate.
Fine, just keep it down.
Hero comes downstairs to the floor of the deserted warehouse. At the far end of the warehouse, he sees a rectangle of light. He retreats back behind a wall and re-emerges carrying a broom. He approaches what now looks like a large, opaque glass fish tank. Inside, he sees long-necked robots operating machinery. Distracted by another sound, he creeps around a corner, where a conveyor belt is depositing material into a round tub. Hero peers into the tub, and his eyes widen even further as he reaches down and picks up a shiny handful of the contents.
My microbots?
In the space in front of him, there are rows of round green tubs.
Someone's making more.
He looks at a wall covered in formulae, crisscrossed lines, and a red swallow emblem.
Hero?
You gave me a heart attack!
My hands are equipped with defibrillators. Clear.
Stop! It's just an expression!
The microbot in the glass dish is quivering uncontrollably.
Oh no.
A huge wall of microbots rises up behind them.
Run! Oh, come on!
I am not fast.
Yeah, no kidding! Go! Come on! Kick it down!
Baymax kicks weakly at a door.
No!
Hero looks behind him at the tsunami of microbots swirling down behind them like an angry oil spill.
Oh, come on! Go!
Hero grabs Baymax's hand. They scuttle down a narrow corridor. Hero, trying to barricade a door at the end, wags Baymax, who falls on his back. The microbots spill out. They sink to a lower level in a vent. As the bots burst up through the floor, Hero and Baymax jump up to the window where they came in. Hero sees a figure in a kabuki mask controlling the microbots.
The window!
He pushes him halfway through as the masked figure comes closer.
Suck it in!
Baymax! Hero?
As the microbots swarm towards Baymax, he wraps his arms around Hero as they fall in slow motion. Then they bounce to the ground.
Come on, let's get out of here! Go! Hurry!
They go to the local police precinct.
All right, let me get this straight. A man in a kabuki mask attacked you with an army of miniature flying robots.
Microbots!
Microbots?
Yeah, he was controlling them telepathically with a neurocranial transmitter.
So Mr. Kabuki was using ESP to attack you and Balloon Man.
Balloon Man calmly takes some of the policeman's sticky tape to stop air escaping from the holes in his arms as they reinflate. He takes some more tape. Hero and the policeman are mesmerized. As his other arm reinflates, more holes appear. The policeman obligingly pushes the tape dispenser closer to Baymax.
Did you file a report when your flying robots were stolen?
No, I thought they were all destroyed. Look, I know it sounds crazy, but Baymax was there too. Tell him.
Yes, officer. He is telling the truth.
He starts to sag.
What the? What's wrong with you?
Low battery.
Whoa, try to keep it together.
I'm healthcare, your personal Baymax companion.
Kid, how about we call your parents and get them down here?
What?
Write your name and number down on this piece of paper and we can help.
They have gone, and the tape dispenser still attached to Baymax follows them out of the door.
I've got to get you home to your charging station. Can you walk?
I will scan you now. Scan complete.
Healthcare.
Baymax flops down.
Okay. If my aunt asks, we were at school all day. Got it.
We jumped out a window.
No, but be quiet. Shh.
Shh. We jumped out a window.
You can't say things like that around Ed Gas.
Hero starts up the stairs. Baymax falls on his face.
Hero? You home, sweetie?
That's right.
I thought I heard you. Hi.
Hey, Aunt Cass.
Oh, look at my little college man. Oh, I can't wait to hear all about it. Oh, and wings are almost ready.
Whee!
You be quiet. Yeah,
All right, get ready to have your face melted.
Cass doesn't see the tug of war happening behind her.
Tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Okay, sit down, tell me everything.
Hero smiles brightly.
The thing is, since I registered so late, I've got a lot of school stuff to catch up on.
They both glance upwards.
What was that?
Mochi. Ooh, that darn cat.
Mochi is standing right at his feet.
Well, at least take a plate for the road.
Okay. Hero kicks Mochi out to left field.
Don't work too hard.
Thanks for understanding.
He dashes off to his room.
Hairy baby. Hairy baby.
Baymax is cuddling Mochi.
All right. Come on.
I'll carry your personal Baymax companion.
One foot in front of the other.
Baymax's balloon-like feet eventually manage to step into his box. Exhausted, Hero slumps back on his bed. He looks at the tiny microbot in his hand.
This doesn't make any sense.
Tadashi.
What?
Tadashi.
Reinflated, Baymax's head is turned towards the bed in Tadashi's alcove.
Tadashi's gone.
When will he return?
He's dead, Baymax.
Hero pulls a screen across Tadashi's alcove.
Tadashi was in excellent health. With a proper diet and exercise, he should have lived a long life.
Yeah. He should have. But there was a fire and... now he's gone.
Tadashi is here.
No. People keep saying he's not really gone. As long as we remember him.
He slumps down at his desk and looks at his wrist.
It still hurts.
I see no evidence of physical injury.
It's a different kind of hurt.
Baymax steps out of his box.
You are my patient. I would like to help.
You can't fix this one, buddy. What are you doing?
I am downloading a database on personal loss. Database downloaded. Treatments include contact with friends and loved ones. I am contacting them now.
No. I don't do that.
Your friends have been contacted.
Unbelievable.
He wraps his arms around him.
Now what are you doing?
Other treatments include compassion and physical reassurance.
I'm okay, really.
You will be all right. There.
Thanks, Baymax.
I am sorry about the fire.
It's okay. It was an accident.
Hiro's eyes suddenly widen, and he looks across the room at the lone microbot that's shaped like a tiny airplane propeller. He picks it up.
Unless it wasn't. At the showcase, that guy in the mask stole my microbots and then set the fire to cover his tracks. He's responsible for Tadashi. We gotta catch that guy.
He and Baymax eyeball each other. They creep past Cass, who's engrossed in a film on TV. Baymax stops to watch. Hiro has to pull him away.
If we're gonna catch that guy, you need some upgrades.
Hiro scans him.
Will apprehending the man in the mask improve your emotional state?
Absolutely. Let's work on your moves.
Baymax's scanned image stands with his arms spread. Hiro downloads a screen of karate fighters and captures a kick. On his screen, he scans a fight sequence onto Baymax. Baymax mirrors the fighter's moves.
Now let's take care of this.
Hiro prods Baymax's soft belly. Baymax prods it as Hiro keys in images and code, creating a 3D curved plate. Sipping a soft drink, Hiro whizzes to the other side of the workshop on his chair on casters. Baymax toddles up behind him, but Hiro is off again, this time to his welding oven. He fixes green protective carbon fiber armor onto Baymax's chest, knee, ankles, and on his head. Baymax contemplates his large armored belly.
I have some concerns. This armor may undermine my non-threatening huggable design.
That's kind of the idea, buddy. You look sick.
I cannot be sick. I am a robot.
It's just an expression.
Data transfer complete.
Baymax's new data card pops out of Hero's computer. Hiro draws a scan of crossbones on it and presses Baymax's card slot. Tadashi's green healthcare card slides out. Hiro's face falls. With a look of determination, he slips the new card into the slot next to it. The fight sequence downloads.
I fail to see how karate makes me a better healthcare companion.
You want to keep me healthy, don't you? Punch this.
Hiro holds up a plank of wood.
Yes! Hammer fist! Side kick! Knife hand! Back kick! Gummy bears!
Baymax calmly selects his sweet dispenser choice.
Yes!
Hiro watches him bust his karate moves. He turns to face Hiro, and they both bow.
Yeah! Fist bump!
Fist bump is not in my fighting database.
No, this isn't a fighting thing. It's what people do sometimes when they're excited or pumped up.
He tugs at Baymax's right hand. It slides towards him, fingers spread. Hiro makes a fist. Baymax copies him. And they fist bump. Baymax wiggles his fingers.
Hey, now you're getting it?
I will add fist bump to my caregiving matrix.
All right, let's go get that guy.
Hiro opens up the door of the garage.
Come on!
Armor-plated Baymax totters behind him. At the top of a dark alley, a van pulls up and reverses. As Baymax and Hiro scamper on, the van is keeping them in its sights. Hiro and Baymax tiptoe back to the warehouse.
Adam Baymax!
The place is empty.
We're too late.
Hero takes the bot in a glass dish from his pocket.
Your tiny robot is trying to go somewhere.
Come on.
He heads off into the middle of the dark, deserted dockland, keeping his eyes fixed on the wriggling bot. Baymax grabs him by his hood at the edge of the dock.
Always wait 1 hour after eating before swimming.
Hey!
The microbot flies out of the dish. Hero peers into the murky seawater, his eyes narrowing.
Come on!
They hide behind a container and peer out as the tall hooded figure, in a long overcoat, floats towards them on the surface of the water. The figure rides atop a writhing, moving mass of black matter. He waves his arms as a monstrous black creature rises from the water next to him. Its eye, a red swallow in a white circle, clearly visible as it sails past.
Your heart rate has increased dramatically.
Okay, Baymax. Time to use those upgrades.
Headlights from an oncoming vehicle dazzle them. The headlights are turned off.
Hero?
No! No, no! Get out of here! Go! Dude, what are you doing out here?
Nothing. Just out for a walk.
Helps my pubescent mood swings.
Is that Baymax?
Yeah, but
you really...
Why is he wearing carbon fiber underpants?
I also know karate.
You guys need to go.
No, don't push us away, Hiro. We're here for you. That's why Baymax contacted us.
Those who suffer a loss require support from friends and loved ones.
Okay, but I...
Who would like to share their feelings first?
Ooh, I'll go. Okay. My name is Fred, and it has been 30 days since my last... Holy Mother of Megazon!
The bots lift a shipping container.
Am I the only one seeing this?
The masked figure sends the container down on them.
Ah! Oh my gosh! Oh no!
Baymax has stopped the container from crushing them.
Go! Ah! Oh, Baymax! Oh, oh. Get him! No! Lily! What are you doing?
I'm saving your life.
Baymax can handle that guy!
Baymax is propelled skywards and lands on the roof of the van.
Oh no.
The masked figure atop a wall of microbots looms up.
Wasabi!
Oh, goodbye!
The van careers off backwards.
Hero, explanation, now!
He stole my microbots. He started the fire. I don't know who he is. Baymax, palm heel strike!
Baymax deflects a bot blow. Sitting on the top of the van, he keeps his eyes on their mystery pursuer riding atop a glistening, sweeping, swelling black mound of plasma. The figure close behind leaps above a bridge and lands back on the top of the moving mound of black bots.
That mask, the black suit. We're under attack from a supervillain, people! I mean, how cool is that? I mean, it's scary, obviously, but how cool!
Wasabi behind the wheel brakes at a junction.
Why are we stopped?
The light's red!
There are no red lights in a car chase!
The little white van zooms on.
Why is he trying to kill us?
Why are you trying to kill us?
It's classic villain. We've seen too much.
Let's not jump to conclusions. We don't know. He's trying to kill us.
Car!
He's trying to kill us!
A car plummets to the road, just missing them.
Did you just put your blinker on?
You have to indicate your turn. It's the law.
That's it.
Gogo takes out her gum, slides into the driver's seat, and puts her foot down. The masked figure blocks the road up ahead. Gogo skids around a corner and up a hill, riding the pavement, sparks flying. Skidding wildly, they narrowly miss a double-decker bus. The menacing masked figure looms up ahead of them. Gogo, frowning with concentration, floors the pedal and the van shoots up in the air, landing up on a road bridge.
Stop the car! Baymax and I can take this guy!
Hero, tumbling from the van, is caught by Baymax.
Seatbelts save lives. Buckle up every time.
They whiz off up a hilly street, picking up speed as they launch into the air and land further on. But their pursuer is relentless. Gogo sidesteps a railway line in the path of an oncoming train. Hero looks up wide-eyed at the masked villain peering down at him from a parallel rail bridge. The van careers down to a lower road. The bot plasma flips the van over and they hurtle on right through the middle of it.
Baymax, hold on!
They burst out of the shiny black substance.
We made it! Yes!
Another leap into the air and they land in water. Baymax stands on the roof of the van, arms outstretched, acting like a propeller. Through the murky water, the tall, menacing figure watches them from a boat-like bot vessel. The van hits the seabed. Hero watches carbon fiber armor plating tumbling from the roof of the van. Baymax, white and wobbly, rises up through the water with Hero and his friends clinging to his comforting bulk. They break the surface with Baymax acting like a big white dinghy.
I told you we'd make it!
Your injuries require my attention, and your body temperatures are low.
We should get out of here.
I know a place.
Fred leads his shivering friends down a street.
Where are we?
He turns into the gateway of a mansion.
Fred, where are you going?
Oh, welcome to Mikasa! That's French for front door.
It's really not.
Listen, nitwit. A lunatic in a mask just tried to kill us. I'm not in the mood for any...
Welcome home, Master Frederick.
Heathcliff, my man! Come on in, guys. We'll be safe in here. Give me some.
Fred fist bumps the butler and goes inside. Baymax fist bumps the butler.
Ba-la-la-la-la.
Freddy? This is your house?
I thought you lived under a bridge.
Well, technically it belongs to my parents. They're on a vacay on the family island. No, we should totally go sometime. Frolic.
A double door opens and they wander into a huge room full of display cases.
You gotta be kidding me.
Honey Lemon gasps at a crazy fanged giant shark with a do not touch label on its front.
If I wasn't just attacked by a guy in a kabuki mask, I think this would be the weirdest thing I've seen today.
Mm. My brain hates my eyes for seeing this.
Your body temperature is still low.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hero is drawing a circle on a piece of paper. Baymax, turning pink, envelops him in his arms.
It's like spooning a warm marshmallow.
It's so nice.
Oh, it's toasty.
Good robot.
They all sink into his comforting pink girth. Hero's drawn the swallow.
Does this symbol mean anything to you guys?
Yes! It's a bird!
No! The guy in the mask was carrying something with this symbol on it.
Apprehending the man in the mask will improve Hero's emotional state.
Apprehend him? We don't even know who he is.
I have a theory.
Dr. Slaughter, MD?
Actually, millionaire weapons designer Malcolm Chazeltic.
The Annihilator?
Behind the mask, industrialist Reed Axworthy.
Baron Von Destruct... Oh, just get to the point!
Don't you guys get it? The man in the mask who attacked us is none other than... Voila! Alistair Cray.
What?
Think about it. Cray wanted your microbots, and you said no. But rules don't apply to a man like Cray.
There's no way. The guy's too high profile.
And who was that guy in the mask?
I don't know. We don't know anything about him.
His blood type is AB negative. Cholesterol levels
Baymax, you scanned him?
I am programmed to assess everyone's healthcare needs.
Yes! I can use the data from your scan to find him!
You'd have to scan everyone in San Francisco, and that might take, I don't know, forever.
No. I just have to look for another angle. Got it! I'll scan the whole city at the same time. I just have to upgrade Baymax's sensor.
He looks up at Fred's display of superhero dolls.
Actually, if we're gonna catch this guy, I need to upgrade all of you.
Upgrade who now?
Those who suffer a loss require support from friends and loved ones.
Oh, okay, I like where this is heading.
We can't go against that guy. We're nerds.
Hito, we want to help, but we're just us.
No, you can be way more.
Tadashi Hamada was our best friend. We're in.
Can you feel it? You guys, do you feel this? Our origin story begins. We're gonna be superheroes!
He scans them all.
The neurotransmitter must be in his mask. We get the mask, and he can't control the bots. Game over. They say we
are what we are. Honey Lemon creates some blue foam tentacles. Go-Go flips one of her wheels at Hero. Wasabi drops an apple onto a beam and splits it in two. Fred practices looking scary. Hero scans a heart into Honey Lemon's bag. She keys in a formula. A colored ball in the bag is sprayed. Hero indicates Heathcliff, who slips on the kabuki mask and invites her to throw. The ball lands at his feet, explodes and covers his lower body in colored solidifying goo. She gives him a big hug. Hero discards Gogo's bike framework and attaches her feet to two wheels. She totters and falls. Rejecting Hero's helping hand, she tries again, and this time whizzes round Heathcliff, wrapping him in a green garden hose from feet to waist while he plays with a croissant. Gogo throws Hero the kabuki mask and pops a gum bubble. Now it's time for Baymax's upgrade. Hero fits him with a massive iron hand. He forces Baymax's big feet into red boots, but needs all his strength to stuff the belly inside a purple belly plate. Now Fred is kitted out with a dragon-like one-eyed blue coat of armor with a thick blue tail. He bounces high into the air.
Super jump! Woo-hoo! I breathe fire!
He breathes a ring of fire around kabuki mask-wearing Heathcliff, who calmly reads a book. Wasabi's equipped with razor-sharp hand blades. Heathcliff steps away from a ball machine that starts lobbing balls at Wasabi. He catches one in his crossed blades and slices it in two. He bats away all the balls. He slices the ball machine in two and flips off Heathcliff's kabuki half-mask with a grin. He goes to high-five Hero, but first needs to banish his blade.
Woohoo!
I love it!
Not bad.
Anybody else's suit riding up on him?
Hey, guys! Check this out. I'd like to introduce Baymax 2.0.
The superheroes come out into the grounds of Fred's mansion to find barrel-chested Baymax in his shiny red armor.
Oh, he's glorious.
Baymax puts up a hand in greeting.
Hello.
He toddles after a butterfly.
Whoa, hold up. Focus. Show them what you got, buddy.
The fist. Show them the fist.
Baymax raises his arm to the side and wiggles his fingers.
Ba-la-la-la.
No, not that. The thing, the other thing.
His fist becomes a lethal rocket, demolishing a wall.
Whoa! Rocket fist! Make Freddy so happy!
That's just one of his new upgrades. Baymax, wings.
Baymax grows wings.
No way.
Hero climbs up onto his back, slips his feet into two footholds, and presses some buttons.
Thrusters!
I fail to see how flying makes me a better healthcare companion.
I fail to see how you fail to see that it's awesome! Full thrust!
Baymax sinks down, skims the ground, then whizzes up into the air, wobbling precariously.
Steady, big guy! Let's just take this slow!
They career towards a cat statue.
Up, up, up! Thrust, thrust, thrust!
They shoot upwards.
Too much thrust! Too much thrust! Too much thrust!
They soar minus thrust over the top of the San Franzocchio Golden Gate Bridge.
No. Back on! Back on! 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 On!
They skim the bridge, busy with traffic. They land at the top of one of the bridge's tall pylons.
Enough flying for today. What do you say?
Your neurotransmitter levels are rising steadily.
Which means what?
The treatment is working.
Oh, no. No. Oh, Baymax!
Baymax free falls from the top of the bridge and skims about the surface of the water back towards the high-rise downtown city center. They bank, they swoop, they loop the loop, tracing a path between the high-rise buildings high above the city streets and passing over and under the city's bridges. They race a train on an elevated railway line, shooting ahead of the train and into a tunnel. They whiz back out, passing cherry trees in blossom, soaring up around a huge skyscraper. Hero, in his own hero suit of purple, grins at their reflection in a huge plate glass window. They trace circles around other buildings, and Baymax, with his helmeted head turned skywards, propels them higher and higher, hanging onto a guy rope that soars up into the bright blue sky, dotted with pink clouds. Hero gazes in amazement at the airborne vessels floating beneath them. They zoom between the balloon-like zeppelins, ship wheels, and other flying vessels in the crowded sky above the city. Skillfully steering his red flying robot, they duck, dive, and loop the loop. With the powerful vapor trail in their wake, they fly across the red sunset sky, high above the Golden Gate Bridge. Hero and Baymax sit on a huge purple airborne zeppelin, watching the sunset. Baymax tilts his head at Hero, contentedly waggling his feet. Baymax's big red boots start to waggle.
Wow. That was
sick. It is just an expression.
That's right, buddy.
Wide-shouldered Super Baymax and his tiny companion gaze at the sky.
I'm never taking the bus again.
Baymax tilts his head and leans forward to look at Hero.
Your emotional state has improved. I can deactivate if you say you are satisfied with your care.
What? No, I don't want you to deactivate. We still have to find that guy. So fire up that super sensor.
Baymax gets to his feet. The sensor scans across his eyes.
Functionality improved. 1,000% increase in range. I have found a match.
Baymax points out to the bay.
On that island.
An icon flashes and turns pink.
Killer view.
Yeah, if I wasn't terrified of heights, I'd probably love this. But I'm terrified of heights, so I don't love it.
Baymax zooms towards the island with Go-Go, Hero, and Honey Lemon on his head and Fred and Wasabi clinging to his arms.
There. Baymax, take us in.
Baymax descends, first dropping Fred and then the rest of the crew.
Awesome! Our first landing together as a team.
Guys, come on.
Wasabi.
Quarantine? Do you people know what quarantine means?
Quarantine. Enforced isolation to prevent contamination that could lead to disease or, in some cases, death.
Oh, there's a skull face on this one. A skull face!
Be ready. He could be anywhere.
They launch all their gizmos at once. The smoke clears to reveal a lone pigeon, tilting its head at them in puzzlement. It flies off.
That was a bird.
Well, at least we know our gear works.
With his jagged blades, Wasabi lasers a hole in the wall of the steel building they've come to. An uneven circle of steel falls open. And they peer into the interior at a long, dark corridor.
Six intrepid friends led by Fred, their leader, Fred. Fred's Angels, Fred's Angels, harnessing the power of the sun with the ancient amulet they found in the attic. The amulet is green. It's probably an emerald.
Fred? I will laser hand you in the face.
Guys, shh. Any sign of him, Baymax?
His structure is interfering with my sensor.
Perfect. The robot's broken.
Guys, you might want to see this.
Pink-helmeted Honey Lemon slides open a door in the wall. They come into an eerie chamber full of what look like burnt metal branches and a giant circular burnt metal wreath.
What do you think it is, genius?
I'm not sure, but look.
Hero points to a craft with a swallow symbol.
Hero.
They turn towards the windows of an adjoining room glowing red. They open a door and peer into a huge shadowy space. Hero strides in fearlessly and flips down the visor of his purple helmet. He approaches a huge projection screen showing the swallow symbol on a red background. He touches a control desk and the image changes to Cray, giving a demonstration to a senior military visitor.
Cray.
Hero winds back.
The That's right. We were asked to do the impossible. That's what we did. We've reinvented the very concept of transportation. Friends, I present Project Silent Sparrow.
Two round portals fill with blue swirling matter. Honey Lemon and Go-Go exchange puzzled glances.
General, may I?
Cray tosses the general's peaked cap into one of the swirling portals. It shoots out of the portal next to it.
Whoa, magic hat!
A white-coated operative throws it back into the second portal. It lands back in Cray's hand.
Teleportation, the transport of matter instantaneously through space. Not science fiction anymore. Now, we didn't spend billions of tax dollars to teleport hats. Ladies and gentlemen, you're here to witness history. Ready to go for a ride, Abigail?
We've invited all these people. Might as well give them a show.
A young female in a spacesuit climbs into a space pod. It moves slowly towards the first portal.
Castle is in position.
Sir, we've picked up a slight irregularity in the magnetic containment field.
Huh.
Mr. Cray, is there a problem?
No problem. It's well within the parameters. Let's move forward.
The pod shoots through the teleporter and vanishes.
Field breach, abort! We've lost all contact with the pod!
The second portal bursts into flames.
Oh no.
It's breaking up!
The pilot is gone.
Portal 2 is down. The magnetic containment field's down!
Fred! Shut it down, now!
The government shut down Cray's experiment.
And he's using your microbots to steal his machine back.
Cray's the guy in the mask.
Oh no.
A huge rock falls on them from behind. The masked villain glides away.
Baymax! Get us out of here!
Baymax breaks the rock with his rocket fist. The villain spins round in surprise. The fist flies back to base.
Go for the transmitter! Behind his mask!
The masked man hurls a bolt of bots at Baymax, knocking him flat.
Baymax!
All right, what's the plan?
It's Fred time. Super jump! Gravity crush! Falling hard!
Seriously, what's the plan?
Get the mask. Right behind you!
For real, what is the plan?
Go-Go soars around the chamber with her superhero wheels. She hurls a missile, but the villain ducks and launches a shard of bots at her. She retrieves her flying wheel and zooms off with the villain behind her. From on high, Honey Lemon drops some of her potion. A green foamy mound catches her as she jumps to a lower level. She darts behind steel girders as Go-Go flees from her pursuer. Honey Lemon's heart bag produces a blue ball. Go-Go spins in the air, tossing her discus-like wheel. The villain ducks. The discus collides with Honey Lemon's blue ball, exploding it into a slippery liquid. The two girls slide into a heap.
Hey!
The villain turns to Wasabi.
You want to dance, Mask Man? Huh? You'll be dancing with these. Hand over the mask or you'll get a taste of this and a little bit of that.
Shards of bots come at him.
Woo! Hey, I did all right. Is that all you got? Oh, you got that too?
Wasabi has bots under his feet.
Back into the fire!
Fred slips on the blue liquid and joins the others. The mask controller conjures up a massive bot-like fist to crush them. Baymax and Hero fly past. Spears of bots rise up to deflect them. Baymax makes a beeline for the masked figure, who sends bots to unseat Hero. Hero plummets down, crashing into the villain, sending them both tumbling down some stairs. The tower of bots collapses. Hero comes to and sees the Kabuki mask lying on the floor next to him. He snatches it up and sees a crumpled figure a few feet away. He raises his visor.
It's over, Cray.
The hooded figure gets to his feet and turns to face Hero.
Professor Callahan? The explosion. You died.
No. I had your microbots.
In a flashback, microbots form a protective cocoon around Callahan.
But Tadashi, you just let him die.
Give me the mask, Hero.
He went in there to save you.
That was his mistake.
As Hero backs away, Baymax 2.0 drops down behind him and retracts his wings.
Baymax, destroy.
My programming prevents me from injuring a human being.
Not anymore.
Hero replaces the Tadashi healthcare card with the Skull and Crossbones card.
Hero, this is not what...
Baymax's eyes glow red.
Do it, Baymax! Destroy him!
Baymax thrusts out his rocket fist. Callahan runs for cover. Go-Go flies down.
No! No!
Baymax tosses her to one side and goes after Callahan. Fred tries to overpower Baymax.
No, stop! He's getting away!
Baymax tosses him away. The mask is knocked from Hero's hand. Callahan puts it back on. As the team try to restrain Baymax, a long net of bots lift Callahan to an upper level and he escapes. Honeyleven finds the discarded Tadashi data card. Frenzied, red-eyed Baymax tosses the others aside, his head tilting up to Callahan being lifted to safety. Baymax raises his arm to send another rocket bolt, but his arm slowly lowers and Callahan disappears from view. Honeyleven has reinstated the Tadashi data card and Baymax's eyes are black again.
My healthcare protocol has been violated.
He helps Fred to his feet.
I regret any distress I may have caused.
How could you do that? I had him!
What you just did, we never signed up for.
We said we'd catch the guy. That's it.
I never should have let you help me. Baymax, find Callahan.
Baymax's scanner crackles.
My enhanced scanner has been damaged.
Wings!
Hero, this isn't part of the plan. Here.
Fly!
Baymax zooms out through the top of the massive rock formation on the island. They come home to Hero's workshop. Hero bangs down his helmet, climbs a stepladder, and roughly pulls off Baymax's helmet. He connects it to his computer and fixes the sensor problem.
Your blood pressure is elevated. You appear to be distressed.
I'm fine.
He bangs Baymax's helmet back on.
There. Is it working?
My sensor is operational.
Good. Then let's get...
Hero bangs the access port cover.
Are you going to remove my healthcare chip?
Yes. Open!
My purpose is to heal the sick and injured.
Baymax, open your access port.
Do you want me to terminate Professor Callahan?
Just open!
Hero yanks off the belly armor.
Will terminating Professor Callahan improve your emotional state?
Yes! No! I don't know! Open your access!
Is this what Tadashi wanted?
It doesn't matter!
Tadashi programmed me to aid
him. Tadashi's gone!
He slides down the robot's belly, overcome.
Tadashi's gone.
Tadashi is here.
No. He's not here.
Tadashi is here.
A podcast of Tadashi.
This is Tadashi Hamada.
And this is the first test of my robotics project.
Hello, I am Baymax.
Stop!
The seventh test of my robotics project.
Hello, I am
Baymax. Early Baymax whacked Tadashi.
Wait, stop!
Tadashi Hamada again. And this is the 33rd test of my robotics project.
A flash of light and everything goes dark. Undeterred, Tadashi shines a torch at Baymax's innards.
I'm not giving up on you. You don't understand this yet, but people need you. So let's get back to work.
Hero lowers his eyes mournfully.
This is Tadashi Hamada, and this is the 84th test. What do you say, big guy?
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
It works! Oh, this is amazing! You work! I knew it! You work! I can't believe it! Okay. All right, big moment here. Scan me.
Your neurotransmitter levels are elevated. This indicates that you are happy.
I am! I really am! Oh, man. Wait till my brother sees you. You're gonna help so many people, buddy. So many. That's all for now. I am satisfied with my care.
Hiro's hand touches the smiling image of Tadashi on Baymax's belly screen. He wipes away a tear and looks up into Baymax's face.
Thank you, Baymax.
Baymax blinks.
I'm so sorry. I guess I'm not like my brother.
Hiro.
Gogo and the others are standing at the garage workshop door.
Guys,
Gogo wraps her arms around him.
We're going to catch Callahan. And this time, we'll do it right.
Hey, but maybe don't leave your team stranded on a spooky island next time.
Oh, man.
Nah, it's cool. Heathcliff picked us up in the family chopper.
Heedle, we found something you should see.
Honey Lemon activates a USB stick. They see the general in Cray's lab.
You almost got us all killed.
Hey! You did this! You knew it wasn't ready!
Callahan? He was there?
He was such a good man. What happened?
I don't know, but the answer's here somewhere.
Wait, stop!
There he is.
With the pilot.
Callahan hugs the female pilot.
Hang on.
We've invited all these people.
Hiro zooms in on the pilot's helmet.
The pilot was Callahan's daughter. Callahan blames Cray.
This is a revenge story.
So what are we waiting for?
Hiro pulls on his helmet. Behind a delicate multi-tiered pagoda in the grounds of an ultra-modern complex, Cray is addressing his assembled guests.
This beautiful new campus is the culmination of a lifelong dream. But none of this would have been possible without a few bumps in the road. Those setbacks made us stronger and set us on the path to a bright future.
What?
Setback!
He gapes in horror as tendrils of oily black bots ooze down towards him. Masked Callahan leaps down. A net of bots wrap around Cray, raising him upwards level with Callahan, who reveals his face.
Was my daughter a setback?
Callahan! Your daughter, that was an accident.
No! You knew it was unsafe. My daughter is gone because of your arrogance.
Curved bits of steel are hoisted up around the outside of the walls of the tech complex by the black bots. The pieces of steel held up by a black metal superstructure move towards each other.
What are you doing?
You took everything from me when you sent Abigail into that machine. Now I'm taking everything from you.
The pieces of metal create a ring of steel, a swirling portal.
No, you can't!
The Smolo emblem breaks off from the roof of the building and floats up to the portal along with pieces of masonry.
You're going to watch everything you've built disappear. Then it's your turn.
Professor Callahan!
The superheroes land nearby, and Hiro removes his helmet.
Let him go! Is this what Abigail would have wanted?
Abigail is gone!
This won't change anything. Trust me. I know.
Listen to the kid, Callahan. Please, let me go. I'll give you anything you want.
I want my daughter back.
Callahan flips the kabuki mask back on and whips up more bots.
Go for the mask!
Hiro leaps on Baymax's back. They soar between Callahan and Cray, but a tongue of bots grabs Baymax's leg and swings him round. Hiro is catapulted away, landing inside the building. Baymax coming after him is grabbed from behind and tossed into a wall of masonry.
Baymax! Leaping into action!
Fire-breathing Fred is immediately repelled. Indoors, Hiro struggles to his feet and is sucked through the disintegrating floor. He clings onto some lead piping. Gogo races ferociously towards Callahan, but is trapped in a ball of black bots. Fred is tossed aside, but recovers. He breathes some more fire, but he's caught again. His arms and legs spread eagle to breaking point. Inside his suit, he grimaces. Wasabi lashes out with his blades, but is trapped between two vertical concrete floor slabs. Honey Lemon hops from one brightly colored plasma mound to another. She conjures a pink pod around herself, but the bots seem determined to prick a hole in it. Hiro, hanging onto some tubing, is thrown upwards towards the portal. He grabs a long pointed strut.
Too strong!
No way out!
Hero,
Hero watches debris being sucked up into the portal.
That's it! I know how to beat him! Listen up!
Use those big brains of yours and think your way around the problem. Look for a new angle!
Wasabi pushes the concrete slabs wide enough to slice the floor with his blade, and he's inside the building. Honey Lemon wraps orange plasma around one of the bot spikes and is propelled out of the dome.
My arms! I can't go any further!
Ah! Wait a second. It's a suit! Hello, sign! Care to go for a little spin?
Ah! Fred cuts through his bot restraints with a spinning metal board. Gogo takes out her gum and starts spinning her wheels, bursting through the bot casing that was trapping her.
Baymax! Hero!
Baymax, up to his helmet in slithering black bot, sees Hero losing his grip. His rocket fist launches him out of it, soaring upwards. With a grin, Hero lets go of the lead strut. He tumbles towards the portal, but Baymax scoops him up.
I love that robot!
Callahan's bots pin Cray against a wall. Baymax swoops down to a flat roof where the others are waiting.
Okay, new plan. Forget the mask. Take out the bots. They'll get sucked up into the portal.
Now that is a plan!
Honey, Fred, can you give us some cover?
Like you have to ask.
Let's do this, Freddy!
Snow Green!
Fred blows fire that turns into mist, swirling around Callahan. He leaps up on top of it and sees Baymax and Hero heading straight for him. Callahan raises an arm and shards of bots shoot upwards.
Ready? And... dive!
At the mouth of the portal, Baymax spins round and slices through some of the bots, sending them hurtling up through the portal.
Whoa, gravity's getting a little weird here, guys. Wait! Use this!
Wasabi slashes at some bot towers.
Green blaze of fury!
Bots float loose.
Woman!
Gogo sears through a bot tower with her burning wheels. Callahan, waving his arms, conjures more and more bots.
Devil signs, Ben!
Now my signs are on fire!
Fred burns through a cluster of bot spires. Honey Lemon attaches her whole colored armory to one bot spire and explodes them all. In front of the portal, Baymax and Hero dispatch the bot spikes.
Back kick, knife hand, roundhouse, hammer fist.
Bots are demolished by Baymax's cool karate moves. Callahan sends two tongues of bots to seize Baymax and Hero.
This ends now!
He waves his black gloved hands, but nothing happens. He tries again.
Looks like you're out of microbots.
Callahan glances down and sees that he's standing on two very high, spindly bot stilts.
Baymax!
Baymax flexes his muscles and breaks the bots holding him. They're swallowed up by the portal. He dives down towards Callahan. His rocket fist stops short of Callahan's head.
Our programming prevents us from injuring a human being. But we'll take that.
Baymax takes the mask and crushes it. The structure holding the portal starts to crumble. The bots holding Callahan spill into the air like a swarm of starlings. Baymax catches him as he plummets through the air. The portal comes crashing down. A tsunami of dust and cloud swirls across the city. Baymax, with his rocket thrusters firing, swoops down through the murk towards the others. Hero jumps off his back and they turn to look at the fiery portal lying on the ground, still sucking in debris.
It's still on. We have to shut it down.
We can't. The containment field is failing. The portal is going to tear itself apart.
We need to get out of here, now!
Hero starts to sprint away. He looks back to see Baymax staring into the portal.
Baymax!
My sensor is detecting signs of life.
What?
Coming from there.
He points at the portal.
The life signs are female. She appears to be in hypersleep.
Callahan's daughter? She's still alive!
Abigail.
Hero leaps onto Baymax's back.
Let's go get her.
The portal is destabilizing. You'll never make it.
She's alive in there. Someone has to help. What do you say, buddy?
Flying makes me a better healthcare companion.
Baymax sprouts his wings and whooshes off into the sky. Reaching a critical height, he turns and prepares to dive. Straight through the portal. They float through a dazzling white light into a world of translucent color. Hero gazes in wonder at all the pink and blue coral-like structures. A mesmerizing parallel world, reminiscent of the ocean bed.
Careful, there's Kraytek debris everywhere!
They bank and duck to avoid floating debris tumbling past them. A massive steel structure separates Hero from Baymax as it swoops past. Hero runs up its struts, using them like a ladder.
Look out!
The structure sways and curves. Hero falls through a hole, but Baymax catches him in his arms.
I have located the patient.
They see the pod in a dark blue chasm.
Hurry!
They roar into the vast blue emptiness, and Baymax catches the floating pod. Hero wipes the murk from its glass screen. Abigail is inside, sleeping peacefully.
Come on, buddy, let's get her home.
Hero clambers onto the top of the pod. Baymax holds it with both arms.
I'll guide you out of here. Let's go!
Baymax launches his rocket thrusters, and they fly out of the bottomless blue towards a mass of red and pink, teeming with debris.
Be right! Okay, to the left! Hard right! Up and over! Okay, level up! Easy! Woohoo! Nice flying!
Hero grins excitedly at the sight of the glowing portal.
Almost there!
Baymax sees a massive rock hurtling towards them and puts himself in its path.
Baymax!
Baymax floats free, half his red suit knocked from his body. On the ground, their friends take cover as the portal vibrates wildly. Beyond the portal, Hero reaches out for Baymax, whose rocket thrusters fizzle and die.
My thrusters are inoperable.
Just grab hold!
Baymax's big hand grabs Hero's hand, and he pulls him towards the pod. They both look towards the glowing golden portal.
There is still a way I can get you both to safety.
He thrusts his fist into the back of the pod and fires up the rocket.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
No. Wait. What about you?
You are my patient.
Baymax,
your health is my only concern.
Stop! No, I'm gonna figure out...
Are you satisfied with your care?
No! There's gotta be another way. I'm not gonna leave you here. I'll think of something.
There is no time. Are you satisfied with your care?
Please. No. I can't lose you two.
Hero. I will always be with you.
Hero's dark brown eyes gaze into Baymax's two perfectly round black eyes. He wraps his arms around him. Baymax's round eyes form a thin black line. Hero lets go and gazes at him, his heart breaking.
I'm satisfied with my care.
Baymax blinks and bends down to prepare the rocket. Hero watches Baymax with the launcher in his hand, falling away into the abyss. The pod shoots through the portal. It flies out from the center of the pulsating earthbound portal. It lands among the ruins of this part of the city. Baymax's arm rocket narrows its fins.
Yeah, they made it!
The other superheroes bound towards the pod.
Baymax?
Hero looks wretched. They all look sorrowful. Hero steps to the front of the pod and looks inside at Abigail, still fast asleep.
Miss, can you hear me? What is your name?
Abigail Callahan.
Okay, Abigail, you are gonna be fine. We're taking you to the hospital. Your eyes are
trying to... Callahan is bundled into the back of a police car. He hangs his head. The superheroes watch from the top of a high building. Then Hero turns, and the others follow.
A massive cleanup continues today at the headquarters of Kraytek Industries. Reports are still flooding in about a group of unidentified individuals who prevented what could have been a major catastrophe. The whole city of San Francisco is asking, who are these heroes and where are they now?
They're in Cass's cafe.
It's so exciting. Hey, sweetie. Okay.
Hero gives his aunt a hug.
Last hug.
And then another one.
Bye.
At the Institute, Hero hangs up Tadashi's baseball cap and kneels down to open up a cardboard box. He pulls out Baymax's huge rocket hand, and he carries it to a shelf by his big round window. He puts it down with a fond and rueful expression. Then he fist bumps it.
La 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 la.
He turns away from the hand, but something catches his eye. Unfurling the big carbon fiber fingers, he finds Tadashi's healthcare memory card tucked neatly inside.
Ow?
A video screen opens up.
I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. Hello, Hero.
Hero throws himself at Baymax's soft white belly, and Baymax envelops him in his arms, his beady eyes making a thin line. They fly into the city.
We didn't set out to be superheroes, but sometimes life doesn't go the way you planned.
Gogo does a somersault.
The good thing is my brother wanted to help a lot of people. And that's what we're gonna do. Who are we?
Big Hero 6. Directed by Don Hall and Chris Williams. The rest of the credits over animations of the superheroes, followed by a surprise ending. Produced by Ron Conley, PGA. Executive producer, John Lasseter. Screenplay by Jordan Roberts, Robert L. Bird, and Daniel Gerson. Creative advisor, Nathan Greno, Mark Kennedy. Edited by Tim Mertens. Original score composed by Henry Jackman. Big Hero and team characters created by Man of Action. A Box of Sushi. Co-produced by Christina Reed. A Bowl of Colorful Cereal. Associate producer Bradford Simonson. Fred drops his food as he eats and reads. Visual effects supervisor Kyle Odomat. Baymax's dummy screen indicates healthy vegetables as Hero bites into a burger. Production designer Paul Phoenix. Bahili's San Francisco street of colorful, narrow gabled houses. Lead character designer, Shi-Yoon Kim. Art director, Scott Watanabe. Character designer, Yoon Kim. The perplexed policeman behind his desk. Production manager, Yvette Marino. Heads of story, Joe Matteo and Paul Briggs. Head of animation, Zach A. Parrish. Directors of cinematography, layout, Rob Dressel. Lighting, Adolf Lisinski. Baymax sits on a subway with a bunch of sleepy kids, and all the adults are on their mobiles and tablets. Technical supervisor Hank Driscoll, environment CG supervisor Larry Wu, character CG supervisor Carlos Cabral. Modeling supervisor Zach Petrov, character rigging supervisor John Kawati, technical animation and simulation supervisor Aaron Adams, look development supervisor Colin Eckhard, head of effects Michael Kashalk. Stereoscope supervisor Robert Norman. Animation supervisors Nathan Engelhart, Brent Homan, Jason Pigliozzi, Mike Franceschi, Doug Bennett. Crowd supervisor Yasser Hammond. Lighting supervisors Chris Springfield, Alessandro Giacomini, Jennifer Yu, Daniel Rice, Olin Riley, Corey Butler. Associate technical supervisors Brett Acorn, Ray Haleblian. Supervising sound editor and designer Shannon Mills. Executive music producer Chris Montan. Music supervisor Tom McDougall. Post-production executive Berenice Robinson. Senior production supervisor Holly E. Bratton. Hero was played by Ryan Potter. Baymax, Scott Adsit. Tadashi, Daniel Henney. Fred, T. TJ Miller, Gogo, Jamie Chung, Honey Lemon, Genesis Rodriguez, Wasabi, Damon Wayans Jr., Robert Callahan, James Cromwell, Cass, Maya Rudolph, Alistair Cray, Alan Tudyk. Casting by Janet S. Roberts, CSA. Original score produced by Henry Jackman. Score recorded and mixed by Alan Myerson. Score conducted by Nick Glennie Smith. Score orchestrations by Stephen Coleman. Additional music, Dominic Lewis. Score choir, Tamara Bevard, Karen Hogel-Brown, Hayden Eberhardt, Cara Flahive, Amy Ferguson, Harriet Fraser, Ayana Haviv, Jennifer Hayden-Jones, Michelle Hemmings, Calista Hoffman, Alyssa Johnston, Cassandra Kazanton, Adriana Manfredi, Cindy Martin, Leslie Layton, Sarah Lynch, Jessica Potter, Karen Whipple-Schmidt. Alyssa Johnston, Cassandra Kasangian, Leslie Layton, Sarah Lynch, Adriana Manfredi, Cindy Marty, Jessica Rotter, Karen Whipple-Schnur, Holly Sedillos, Nikki St. Clair, Nancy Sulahian, Kimberly Schwitzer, Kristen Todden, Suzanne Waters, Elise Willis. Immortals, performed by Fallout Boy, written by Andy Hurley, Joe Trayman, Patrick Stump, and Pete Vence. Produced by Butch Walker. Boca Dulce Boca, written by F. Estefano Salgado, Flavio Enrique Santander, performed by José Luis Rodríguez. Eye of the Tiger, written by James Michael Petterick, Frank Sullivan, performed by Survivor. The audio description was by Veronica Hicks for BTI Studios UK, distributed by Walt Disney Pictures Motion Pictures. And if you'd like to find out what happens at the end, do keep listening. We'll be right back. In his palatial home, Fred gazes mournfully up at a family portrait. His dad has brown hair with tufts of grey at the side, a pink shirt and a burgundy cravat with a blue blazer. His mother is a curly redhead.
Dad, I just wish I could share my accomplishments with you. You mean so much to me, and honestly, I've always felt a distance, what with you being on the family island all the time, and I just wish you could see how...
He touches the painting and it flips open like a door. He peers in at a silent control room with pairs of blue Y-fronts with yellow elastic and two red spots hanging along one wall, rows of pink rubber boots and small rockets on the other wall. Fred holds up one of the pairs of Y-fronts.
Fred.
He spins round and sees a shadowy male figure in the doorway. The figure walks towards him, into the light.
Son.
Dad.
Dad holds up the Y-fronts.
I wear 'em front. I wear 'em back. I go inside out. Then I go front and back.
Dad!
Fred flings his arms around his dad.
We have a lot to talk about.
Stan Lee, as Fred's dad. A blue pond floats in the blackness of space.